Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Sports King India Limited Q4 and FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Devansh from Orient Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Limited, I extend a very warm welcome to all participants on the Q4 and FY24 financial results discussion call. Today on the call, we have Mr. Munish Awasthi, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Lovelace Sharma, the Company Secretary. Short disclaimer before we start this call: this call will contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon our belief, opinion, and expectation as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of future performance and will involve unforeseen risk and uncertainty. With this, I will now hand over to Mr. Munish Awasthi, sir, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Devansh. Good afternoon and welcome to all the participants of this earnings call of Sports King India Limited. I hope everyone has had an opportunity to go through the investor deck and the press release that we have uploaded on the exchanges. So I would start with the last year. Last year was a challenging year for the industry as a whole, and especially for us, as we had to integrate almost 35% capacity expansion into our company. The year started on a very somber note with many headwinds faced by our industry, like expensive raw materials, supply chain issues, inventory accumulation with the whole chain. We have seen in the last 6 months, especially, we've seen a gradual improvement in all the above factors. The Indian cotton, which reached its bottom around, I think, January because of the indifferent attitude of farmers towards holding this year the crop. So for the last 6 months, 3 to 4 months in the procurement season, we have seen Indian cotton prices almost at a discount to the international prices, which was a good pleasant surprise. Then the supply chain issues mostly are done away with. I think most of the people have made peace with all the increase in trades have leveled down, and all the customers have accepted the trade increases in the sectors where because of the Red Sea problem. So that is no more a problem. The inventory accumulation, which has been going on for the last 6-7 quarters, which has been the biggest problem with our industry, it seems that problem is also now over. We feel that most of the brands, they have reached the optimum level of their inventory, and they are ordering once again. Demand is better right now than any time we have seen in the last 6-7 quarters in all segments. Home textile is doing okay. Weaving is doing very well. Denim has bounced back. And to some extent, knitting is also doing okay. The exports are good. We have seen almost 100% increase in exports of India in the last 1 year. Of course, on a very small and bad base of last year. But nevertheless, it's pretty heartening to see continuous demand from export markets coming. Domestic is better. I would say it still can be better. But we are seeing some stability in domestic demand also. The synthetic portion of our business still lags as compared to cotton and cotton blends because of the Chinese market. Chinese market is still underperforming, and there's some sort of dumping happening from China in India. So that is hurting the synthetic market quite a bit. So we see a continuous improvement. What we are seeing, what we have seen in the last 2 quarters, we feel that the improvement is going to be going to take some pace forward, and we see a continuous improvement in margins and demand going forward. The cotton prices, our outlook on cotton prices is pretty neutral. I think the cotton prices right now are ruling around 58,000-59,000 rupees, which started the season at 54,500, and we don't expect them to go much any more than this. The next year again the crop overall across the world looks good. The cotton prices, it seems, are going to be this cheap or even cheaper going forward towards the next season. So that augurs well for overall demand in the industry. So during this year, we had some key highlights that I would like to share with you. Of course, the capacity extension of spindles, which we have smoothly integrated in existing manufacturing. Now we are total spindle count stands at 379,000. All phases of rooftop solar power plant completed during this year. The total capacity stands at 25 megawatts. The company status got upgraded by the Ministry of Commerce and Industry from a 3-star export house to 4-star export house. For the upcoming financial year, we will continue to evaluate all options on expanding capacity and exploring new markets and strengthening our domestic presence and introducing new yarn repertoire. I'll hand over the call to Mr. Sandeep Sachdeva, who will take you through the financial performances of the company.
Thank you, Mr. Vasti. Good afternoon, everyone. For Q4 FY24, Sporting India Limited achieved revenue from operations of Rs. 611.2 crore, up 14.5% year-on-year and 2.1% quarter-to-quarter basis. Share of exports to revenue was 41% as compared to 48% in the previous quarter. Exports have grown 15% YOY from Rs. 217 crores to Rs. 250 crores. The gross profit stood at Rs. 146.5 crores with an increase of 20.7% on YOY basis and 9% quarterly basis. Gross profit margin expanded by 123 BPS YOY and 153 BPS Q2Q. EBITDA for the quarter was Rs. 67.1 crores with an EBITDA margin of 11%. EBITDA increased by 20.4% YOY and 38% Q2Q. EBITDA margin improved by about 54 BPS YOY and 286 BPS Q2Q due to aided by higher gross profit as the company benefited from the lower input cost as well as controlled rise in employee cost. Profit after tax was 22.9 crores with a margin of 3.7%. PAT rose 65.7% when compared to Q3 FY24. But dropped by 25.9% on yearly basis due to rising depreciation finance cost. As stated in earlier calls, depreciation remains in line on a quarterly basis but elevated as compared to previous year on account of capacity expansion at rooftop power project undertaken. The interest cost remains high as short-term limits that applies for working capital management. For FY24, revenue from operation was 2377.1 crores, an increase of 7.8% on a yearly basis. Gross profit was 517.2 crores with a margin of 21.8%. Gross profit decreased by 4.6% on yearly basis. EBITDA for FY24 was 205.2 crores with an EBITDA margin of 8.6%. EBITDA experienced an year-to-year decline by 26.4%. Profit after tax decreased by 46.7% YOY to Rs. 70.3 crores with a PAT margin of 3%. For FY24, the board has recommended a final dividend of Rs. 5 per equity share of face value Rs. 10 each, 50% of face value and 5% of non-cumulative, non-convertible preference share of face value of Rs. 10. Dividend payout would be 9.5% of by profit for after tax. Thank you. Now I request moderator to open the floor for question and answer session.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking the question. Ladies and gentlemen, wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. First question is from the line of Anushka Singh from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to ask a couple of questions. The first being, what is the current status of your cotton inventory, as in for how many months will that be? And also, do you have any outlook on cotton prices post the next harvest, which will probably be around the September, October time? That's all.
So we have our cotton inventory is about 5 to 6 months. Our outlook about the future prices is, the long-term outlook is benign. We think the prices are going to be where we started this year. I think it's going to start again the next year. So we think that international prices, because of good prospects of crop in Brazil and USA, having good moisture this year. So we believe that the prices are going to be benign for the next year.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cycle Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, our last buyback was done in April of last year. So 1 year has passed, and so since we don't have any capex plans, so and considering that the spreads in the industry are at their lows, so it seems to be an opportune time to do another large share buyback. So because dividend, even when the times improve, we can still give dividend. But sir, buyback only makes sense when the industry is going through a down cycle as it is going through now. So I would like to know your thoughts on the same.
Yeah, see, we don't share the pessimism you have about the industry. We see some opportunity of new investments in current coming year and going forward. And we think that we have reached the bottom and we are rather now much better than where we were. I think the bad phase, according to our assessment, is over. It's been 2 years since there has been any expansions, and with the growing demand of textiles across the world, within India, so we see a lot of opportunities for new investment. So we keep on evaluating. So if we right now we don't think we have, I think we have new investments on the horizon, which we are not ready to announce as of now. Maybe very soon. So we will see whenever is the opportune time for buybacks. When we have enough funds to sponsor a buyback, we will definitely do that.
So for FY25, would you like to quantify the kind of capex we are looking at? And sir, is the management thinking of expanding on the same lines, I mean the existing line of business, that is yarn, or sir, some other maybe forward integration into garmenting, fabrics, etc.?
So right now, there are a couple of projects which are on drawing board, so I would not like to speculate anything. So whenever we have something to announce, we will do it in the course of time.
Sure, sir. Thank you very much. And so that's all from my side. And sir, also want to thank you for the maiden dividend. So thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Mishra from Big Four Investment Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions, sir, on the manufacturing side. What is the status for the existing land usage? Is there any area available for further brownfield expansion or any greenfield expansion as we go through?
So we have enough space available for any expansion which we are looking forward in next 1 year. So for our plans, and we have a few places lands available for the greenfield if we wish to.
Okay, sir. My next question is, what is the max spindle count you could reach in the existing available area in the present facilities? If you could quantify that, that would be great.
Sorry, I didn't get your question. How many?
My question is, what is your max spindle count that you could reach on the existing facilities in the areas present where your facilities are?
So if you want, with the area we have, we can increase it by easily by another 1.5 lakh spindles. in the brownfield capacity. In the greenfield, yeah, it can be much more than that.
It could be more than that.
In the greenfield, if we decide to shift to the other land parcel we have, then of course there you can go as there is no limit there.
Okay. And so same time last year, you had given a ballpark figure of 46,000 to 48,000 per spindle for the brownfield expansion and 50 to 55,000 per spindle for the greenfield expansion. So yes. Could you tell us what is the cost now? Because I was trying to judge that on what basis do we decide to expand our capacity?
I think, the prices of putting up a project have gradually, the prices, the total cost, which has shot up astronomically in last 1 year back, has come down a little bit, and even the delivery times, which were once quoted at 2 to 3 years, have now dwindled to around 4 to 5 months. So that's why we don't need to plan much in advance for any expansion. I think the cost remains almost the same as we quoted last time. 5% plus minus ballpark.
Okay, sir. Next, sir, my last question is, given that we are largely operating on a full capacity, can you guide us through how does the sale and order book work for us? Do we have any fixed contracts from the select customers, or do you anticipate the demand to the production? How do we do that?
So generally, we have our policy of to maintain a certain order book in the exports and domestic, and we stick to that policy throughout throughout, whether it's good times, bad times. So we try to achieve, and we are almost plus minus 2-5 days. We are at that where the book which makes us comfortable in executing our orders. So most of our business is done with the existing regular 20-year-old customers or even more. So it's just a system we go by.
Okay, sir. Thank you. My questions are answered, sir. Thank you. All the best, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Alok, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
My question is about sporting stores. Sir, are you planning to open your new stores in new cities or some new states?
Okay, Sporking retail is not a part of this company, so I would like to limit the questions related to this this company only.
Yes, sorry. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sanket Kapoor from Kapoor and Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for the opportunity. So firstly, if you could provide the mix between your pure cotton yarns and the blended yarns out of the total revenue.
You want to know the quantity wise or the value wise?
The value wise would work, and also the quantity if you have got the data.
Yeah, of course. So for Q4, So about 60% is cotton, and I think around 25% is polyester cotton blended, and rest 8% is waste, and 2 to 3% is synthetic, 100% synthetic.
2 to 3% is
100% synthetic, acrylic or polyester. Yeah.
Okay. Right. And sir, how was the yarn prices trended, sir, for Q4 and post the exit for March? What are the price trends for the month of April? and the demand outlook post the exit of the March quarter?
So demand has been pretty good lately. I think demand continues to be good. I would say demand is... So generally we see the peak demand in from October to March, but this year we didn't see that much demand in October and November. It picked up in December and January, and but we are seeing a continuing demand in so-called lag months, which is April, May. So demand continues to be good right now. The prices have been volatile because the cotton prices went up from 54,000 to 63,000. And now since then, you know, last 1 month they have come down a little. So same way yarn prices from a bottom of around 250, they went up to 285 and they have come down to around 270 to 75 right now. For 30 is CNC.
For 30 has count?
30 is count.
Okay. Sir, can you give the average realization for the quarter? For the March quarter and the vis-a-vis number for the December quarter, Q on Q?
So average Q on Q has gone up from the spread has gone up from by 10 rupees in last quarter.
Okay, and the average from the averages from the March exit, we are still up the realization even after the zigzag movement which you have mentioned right now.
I think we are up by another we are better off than where we were for last quarter. The spreads are better for us as a company than last quarter.
Okay.
Till now.
And we will be maintaining this 95% utilization levels as per our order schedule, the deliverable schedule. We are expecting.
Yes, of course. The 95-96% capacity utilization, it comes down a little bit. Like in summer months, it's down by, you know, couple of percentage points because of excessive heat. So average will be, I think, plus 95 plus for this quarter.
Right. If we come to the mix for the raw material, how has the raw material basket shape and the key constituents of the raw materials? How much goes to cotton and what percentage to the other RM?
It's in the same proportion. See, we use almost 80% of raw material is cotton, and the rest is synthetics, polyester or acrylic.
Okay, and there also, sir, I think the crude prices are more or less flat or in a band of 5 to 10%. So, are we seeing any more fluctuations in those? Derivatives?
Synthetic prices have been, you know, in a range of 5 to 7 rupees in last 6 to 8 months. So there has not been much fluctuation in synthetic prices. Cotton prices definitely went up by around 20%, and then since then they have come down a little bit because of international prices and the prospects of better crop for next year. So they have come down by 6-7%. But overall, the volatility historically, you know, for last 2 years we saw a lot of volatility, which is not there, which is good for businesses. And we see a pretty stable environment going forward of raw material prices.
Correct, sir. Sir, if you could give the net debt number also and our cost of fund currently.
So our short-term debt is around 450 crores, and the cost is the cost of debt is around 7%, and our long-term debt is around 380 crores, and the cost of debt is around 7.5%.
Okay, and do we have any rebate from the state government in terms of the loans under any of the sub schemes?
We don't have any rebate in Punjab for the. We don't have any interest subsidy, so these are the actual numbers. Our short term debt, of course, which has gone up by, you know, a lot, we expect it to be moderated by at least. To come down to from 450 to 100 crores in next 3 to 4 months.
You come again, sir, last point, it will come down?
It will come down to a normal level of around 100 crores because of, you know, the procurement season, you know, the cotton inventories are higher in this period. You see a lot of usage of short-term working capital. So we expect our interest cost to come down and the short-term debt to come down significantly in the next 3 to 4 months.
And so on the export front, I think so the government do provide the certificates which can be encashed later on. So that under that scheme, how much is due or the receivable?
That the RoDTEP scheme is working, so that is going on, and the government has extended it till October, and we expect the government to keep on, you know, when the new government comes in to extend it, because it is our duty of compliance and it is payback for our duties. So that scheme goes on.
And how much have we accounted for the last financial year for that? And that is accounted directly in the revenue?
Yeah, of course. It is like drawback and RoDTEP, all these schemes are directly added to the revenue.
And the numbers are for the last financial year?
I don't have them right now in my, so we can give it to you later on.
Two more small points. Firstly, on the current maturities are out of the long-term loan of 380 odd crores mentioned. What are our current maturities for this year?
So this year our repayment schedule is for 55 to 60 crores.
And what is our total percentage of renewable power out of the total power requirement? How much are we post this solar expansion in the solar space?
I think it's around 10%, 10 to 12%.
Okay, so do we have programs, sir, on the same of increasing it, or what's the roadmap going ahead?
So right now we have, you know, we have gone for rooftop solar plants. So most of the roofs in our factories have been covered. So right now we don't have any significant plan. There is small capacity available, about 1 megawatt. We are looking at it to get it done. Other than that, most of it, 95-97% of the area has been covered.
And our cost of power is, sir, 5 rupees, as I mentioned, from the state electricity board.
It is around 6 rupees, I think, because there are some duties on top of 5 rupees 50 paisa. So it's the blend cost. The total cost from grid is around 6.15.
Okay. And lastly, sir, on the preference part of the story, if you could, I'll join with you, ma'am.
Yeah, please.
I will be.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Akshay Kothari from JHP. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So what is the target debt to equity we wish to maintain?
So our target is, so I think we want to maintain anything below one. And, right now, the debt equity we want to maintain below one.
Okay, so if we plan to, you said that there are a couple of things on the drawing board for acquisition, brownfield or greenfield. So we'll fund it through equity or through debt then?
We will do it through a combination of both, and we'll make sure that our long-term debt, you know, doesn't cross our, you know, the mark of one.
Okay.
So it'll be a blended, you know, it'll be a blend of both. Equity as well as debt.
Okay, so by equity you mean dilution or internal accruals only?
No, internal accruals.
Okay. And sir, secondly, on the demand front, is the Chinese consumption coming back?
So that's one area which is still, you know, in spite of, because that's why we see a lot of optimism going forward, because the things are, things have improved significantly without China. So China is still struggling. It continues to struggle. We we haven't seen any, you know, ray of light as of now of it improving anytime soon. But we see that across the world, all other markets are doing much better. And but there is still some pessimism. The customers are still, you know, buying hand to mouth. The brands are not stocking fully. So we think that still that part of optimism story is still to play out, which I think might come, you know, maybe in the second half of this year.
Understood. Okay. Yeah, so that's it from my side. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketan Sheda, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Based on your outlook, would you be able to give a range of top line and margins? Would that be possible? Not a guidance, but some sort of an outlook I'm looking for.
See, our top line, we think, because we are not, we don't have any capacity coming in next 6 to 8 months at least. So I think our first half, we are looking at a revenue of around 1200 crores, plus minus 3% of any change in prices. The volume will be the same. About the earnings, I think, we should be doing better than what we have done in last quarter. So that's what I can tell you for next 6 months.
Okay. So just a follow-up on the margins. So like, you know, in the last 3 quarters, that is September, December and March ending, we've seen there is a kind of a trend wherein the margins are slowly inching up. So you are expecting the margin would further keep inching up for the next couple of quarters? Is that what you're indicating?
Yes, we believe so. We believe so. In next, our optimum margins, what we feel as an industry is, 15 to 16% for a standalone yarn company like us. So we expect in, slowly and steadily we can get there. Let's see. So we see some improvement in this quarter and these 2 quarters. And going forward, if the demand scenario, things can even get better.
Okay. And one clarification, I think to one of the previous participants' question, you responded about acquisition. I think probably I missed your comments about the acquisition. Could you just clarify that again? Are you planning for an acquisition or are you planning for a brownfield or a greenfield capacity addition?
No. I think he just misquoted. So no acquisition. So we are not looking at any acquisition at all. We are just looking at brownfield expansion.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. These are all my questions. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyanshi Sharma, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. So my question is to the CFO. So our working capital seems to have increased a bit. Can you guide us what happened this year?
Increase in working capital was due to the purchase of the cotton, because cotton is being a seasonal commodity. Major utilization for the working capital was in that.
Okay. Can you guide on we are holding as much as twice the inventory as compared to last year. So is it an intentional decision looking at the cotton prices or some order related decision?
So ma'am, I'll answer that. Ma'am, last year we were a little slow on procurement because of Indian prices being too high as compared to the world. We didn't see any, and the farmers were holding back the cotton. So we saw a different trend this year. So we took a decision looking at the quality and the better quality we were getting in those months, and looking at the spread between international prices and Indian prices, we saw it judicious to stock a little bit extra this year.
Okay, fair enough. So, can you throw some light on the nature of our debt? Like, what is our debt repayment schedule looking for the next year, that is FY25?
Ma'am, I think you just answered that question, so I'll answer it again. It's our long-term debt repayment schedule for this year is about 55 crore. And working capital, of course, it moves as our inventory moves. And we expect our short-term debt to come down to about 100 crore in next 3 to 4 months.
Okay.
About INR 450 crore. Yeah.
Okay. So my second question is, some of the reports by rating agencies suggest that there's margin expansion possibilities for spinners in the coming financial year. So what are your thoughts on this? Like, do you see some margin improvement trend to continue?
We are already seeing that, ma'am. Like, if you see in our last 2-3 quarters, our margins have improved. From last quarter, I think we have gone up by almost 200 basis points. And this year also, because last year overall margins were very low, around 9-9.5%. So we are seeing for the first half, these margins to be better, definitely better than that. So we concur with the assessment by the analyst.
So a follow-up question to this, like, how much time it will take us to achieve the EBITDA margin of 12%-13% as per the previous management guidance?
Let's see, ma'am. We are at 11% right now, so there is not much room left. So hopefully, if everything goes well, we might do it this quarter.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That's all from my side.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Aman Marchuria from Augmenta Asset Management Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, currently, if we are seeing the cotton yarn spreads at around 95-100 rupees per kg, correct me if I'm wrong. So, sir, just wanted to understand, where are we? Because last quarter, as you mentioned, the spreads were around what? 120 rupees per kg. And given that in FY22, when the cycle was very good for the spinners, wherein we got around upwards of 20% EBITDA margin, so what spread we were operating back then? And also, can you highlight about the cotton yarn spreads currently?
So that time, I just have my 22-23 numbers with me. So that time, the spreads were at around 161. I don't know, we just have to make sure that we are talking about the same levels when we're talking about spreads, because some people take it as a clean cost, some people take it as a raw cotton cost. So these are spreads with raw cotton. So that time we were working at 161, and right now the spreads are, I think, around 124, 125. So of course the spreads are way down from that time.
Okay. So, sir, currently what we are seeing is that, like, up till last year, the cotton prices were inflated to the tune of like around 1 lakh rupees per candy, and now the cotton prices have come down to around 56,000-57,000 rupees per candy, and within the spreads are good. So what has changed? Like, for example, we know the cotton prices have corrected a lot. So how are we seeing the yarn market going forward? Because the difference between the US cotton and the Indian cotton has also drastically come down, and we are exporting good amount of cotton also. So your overall view on the market, majorly the export market like Bangladesh and all?
So that's what I said before, that these benign cotton prices and overall a steady demand scenario, which has contributed to this better demand and better margins. So we see it playing out for a foreseeable future, because we don't see cotton prices to really, other than maybe, 1 or 2 months spike in the year end when the new crop is yet in those times. There can be a small spike, But we see more or less, you know, these benign prices to go on. And we see, you know, the demand, because low raw materials are always good for demand. You know, the people, the risk attached to prices is less. And the customers who are committing to, you know, they like to, you know, fill up their pipelines, which are, you know, have been totally empty for last 7-8 quarters because of elevated prices. But now I think customers are again have a confidence to fill up their pipelines, not to the extent, you know, we would want. I think there is still, you know, there is some kind of fear amongst the customers because of different wars going on, the geopolitical risks and all that. But we see, and of course the interest rates and dollar shortages in different countries are also, you know, cause of concern. And it has been like that for last 6 to 8 quarters. But in spite of all that, we see, you know, customers now believing in, you know, that okay, these prices are good and there's not much downside risk. So they are buying with more optimism now.
Okay. Thank you, sir. That is helpful.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mervan Kotwa, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Just a couple of questions from my side. Firstly, we are covered for cotton for the next 6 months, as I was hearing in the commentary. Could you share what is the average buying price of this cotton? And how does that stack up with respect to the current market price of cotton?
We don't share the, you know, we don't share this information, I'm sorry to say.
Okay. And,
yeah. So,
but safe to assume it's lower than current prices?
Yes, yes.
Fine. So the other question I just wanted to understand is that if we see on a sequential basis, our other expenses have come off a bit sharply. I think they were about 50 crores. They've come down to 42 crores. Are there any one-off items that basically has impacted this, and do we expect a further cool-off of other expenditure?
CFO will answer that question.
Sure.
If you see by in percentage terms, it is almost the same.
Right.
As compared to the last year.
Sequentially. No, I'm saying sequentially. Sequentially, I think in terms of percentage also there would be a big drop, because from 49.5 crores come to 42.5 crores.
It's because of some provisioning. Because of some provisioning in some quarters, because of some provisioning in other quarters.
Okay. So basically, these are the kind of numbers we can expect in the quarters ahead.
There's nothing, no exception.
Because the quarter numbers are really balancing figures.
Correct.
See, will give the in the notes to accounts also. The quarter numbers are always balancing figures.
Mm-hmm. I was also wondering, finally, that are we seeing a equally strong pickup even in the Bangladesh market as far as yarn goes, as Bangladesh is one of our biggest customers? Are we seeing traction in their businesses as well? Because I think there was a bit of a lull, there were some issues there. Have these got resolved, and are we seeing the very good demand from Bangladesh emerging too?
So Bangladesh has been actually the brightest spot in last 6 months. So Bangladesh continues to buy very aggressively, and I think they have been the torch bearer for, you know, for all the optimism most of the industry has. Domestic market is also being okay, but in export markets, Bangladesh has been continuously importing a lot of yarn. And the growth, their export numbers are good, their growth numbers are good, and because of dollar shortages and all that, you know, their spinning mills in that country are not doing that well. They are not working at full capacity, so we are seeing some spillover buying growth that also. So we continue to see, we think Bangladesh continues to do well.
Perfect. Thank you so much, sir. Those were questions from my side. All the best.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Sanket Kapoor. From Kapoor and Company, please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity again, sir. When we look at our cash flow, we find that the under the purchase of plant and equipment, we have spent 363 crore for FY23 and 105 crore for FY24. So how much would be, sir, the maintenance part and how much would be augmented to the new capacity that we have?
Maintenance part is mostly booked in capital. I think it is not capitalized. So I think most of it is related to the new investments only.
Okay, so in 2 years, sir, we have spent around closer to 470 crore.
Yeah, because the new plants and the solar plants, they all came up during those years. So that's why we spend that time.
Okay, and sir, what should be the asset turnover ratio?
It's 1.21 as of now, of this year.
Okay. And sir, going downstream towards, I think so, sir, if it is at the first stage, the margins expand once we are ahead towards the downward, towards the forward integration. So what's the thought process of the management going ahead, or we would like to specialize only in the yarn segment? And whatever the capacity addition or whatever further capex we may envisage will be directed towards only the yarn segment.
Sir, so we keep on having this question every quarter. So our answer is the same, that we have different projects on our drawing board, and we being a 100% yarn company, we see a lot of potential within our business. And right now for growth, so everything is on table. So we are looking at downstream also, but right now nothing is really concrete. But we are optimistic about the yarn business only as of now, and next expansion will be in yarn business only.
Okay, and also in the same geographies. I think so. We are concentrated in the state of Punjab.
Yes, sir. Right. We will be
whatever is on the drawing board is particularly with the same geography only, or we can look for de-risking ourselves to a different location also.
So we are looking at both the options right now. Maybe the next one in Punjab only, and after that we are looking at options to moving geographically also.
Sir, can you explain to us the nature for this preference part of the story, and then when you look at the notes, they have been redeemed at a price of 90 rupees, at a premium of 90 rupees. That means 100 rupees have been paid at 5% non-convertible. So if you could explain the nature and how much is due out of it, or everything has been repaid, if you could just explain, sir.
So these were old equity which was pumped in by the promoters when the company needed it in front in 2006, 2007, 2010, 2011. So they were how much of it is redeemed?
25 rupees premium was mentioned earlier.
Yeah, so that was according to the whatever the valuation was, which was given and done by the appropriate party, and how much of so there are
hello,
yeah. So I think we have already redeemed around 30-35% of total potential shares. The rest we have not redeemed as of now, and we don't have any plans of redeeming them in next 2-3 years.
Correct. So for 2-3 years we are not redeeming them. So, and how have the freight costs fared, sir? I think so we have 40% of our sales as export. So are we witnessing any escalation on the freight cost, or is it on a FOB basis, or who bears the freight? If you could be outside.
It's the same. The spreads are the same, whether we if they are the same ballpark figures, a couple of rupees here and there. So most of our shipments are CIF basis, EFR basis. There are few in FOB also. So, and we see, you know, in this quarter, export share might be, you know, we see a trend of export going up a little in the current quarter.
Okay. And any particular geographies that we are concentrating where we will see the up and increase?
Our geography mix stays the same. So whichever countries we have been exporting in the recent past, the mix is almost the same this year, this quarter.
And so on the client concentration, Richard, out of the total client base, what do the top 10 contribute to our sales, both the domestic and export?
It's not very significant. I think the biggest customer will not be more than maybe 2-3% of our sales.
So it is very well diversified. Correct, sir. Right, sir. Thank you for all the answers. So the last concluding point was that we are currently accruing the benefit of the entire expanded capacity, and for the first half we are looking at a top line closer to 1200 crore plus minus 3% with improved spread on the yarn. That is what the sum and substance we can conclude.
Yeah, we hope for that. We are not giving any guidance. We
ballpark number. It's not a guidance. Depending upon the market condition and our procurement and the current price trend, we are penciling in these numbers.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, it was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone to be a part of this call. We appreciate, and if you have any questions or any queries, you can direct it towards our company secretary or Dorian Capital. See you next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Sport King India Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.